ധ്യായാമോദബലാവകുണ്ടനപതിം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ഠിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാം ഈശ്വരീം. So in the previous shloka, we learned about the state of a jnani. So Krishna said that evam pravartitam chakram na anuvartayati hayah aghayur indriyaramu mogham partha sajivati. So one set of people are those whose life itself is futile, because they steal away, they don't do yajna karma. And with respect to jnanis, they don't have anything to do. From their perspective, they don't have anything to do. That means they don't see any karma. The moment a person sees or a person realizes that everything is one Brahman, then karma simply vanishes, even as when we wake up from dream. When we wake up from dream, the dream world simply vanishes. Svakhale satyavadhati prabhode satyasadbhavet. The world, Shankara says in Atma Bodha, that the world appears svakhale satyavadhati. When we are experiencing it, it appears to be real. When we wake up, prabhode, when we wake up from it, sati asadbhavet, it becomes asat. It becomes unreal. So that's what Shankara says in Atma Bodha. So the state of jnani is that he realizes Brahman. He has realized Brahman. Therefore karma vanishes. Karma becomes unreal. Sarvam karma akilam partha jnane parisamapyate. All karmas vanish in jnana. That's also what like Krishna says in the fourth chapter. So ajnani doesn't know about yajna karma, or he knows and he doesn't follow it, whereas jnani doesn't need to follow karma. But the intermediate people or the sadhakas who are ajnanis but want to become jnanis, they have to work towards reaching that state of a jnani. And why a jnani doesn't have any karyam, that is what we also saw in the next previous shloka as naiva tasya kritena artho akritena iha kashchana na chasya sarvabhuteshu kashchid artavyapashrayah. He doesn't have anything, any desire in his mind. So if that is the case, what should I do? Asks Arjuna, to which Krishna replies, as if Arjuna is asking and Krishna is replying. So this is the same concept that Krishna said previously as Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam. It's almost the same concept, like the 8th shloka, whatever he said. It's the same concept, but it is in a little different way. Tasmadasaktasatatam Karyam Karma Samachara
Karyam Karma Samachara
Asatto hyacharan karma
Asatto hyacharan karma
Paramapnoti purushah
Paramapnoti purushah.
So tasmat, therefore means, since for a jnani there is like nothing to achieve, and an ajnani lives like world, his life itself is futile, therefore asaktaha means without getting attached. Satatam means always. Karyam means nitya naimittika, whatever our activities are. Karma, that karma. Samachara, do, perform. What is the point of doing asakta karma? Asakto hi acharan. Karma. The karmas, asakto hi acharan. If you do karma asakta, with asakta, being an asakta, being unattached to karma, if you do karma, then purushaha, such a person, paramapnoti. He attains the supreme state. He attains the state of Brahman. He goes to the state of actionless, or the state where there is no karma. Naishkarmyam is one of the word that Krishna himself uses in the 18th chapter. So naishkarmya avastha he will achieve. So the jnani is always asakta. He is a person who is unattached because he doesn't need anything. But we do need things. We cannot get away from worldly things. Therefore, we have to have the attitude of a jnani, whereas doing actions like an ajnani. So do all actions like an ajnani, but have the attitude of a jnani. So internally we will be unattached. Unattached can be attained in two ways, as we have seen in the 5th chapter of Gita. Either it is brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya, or naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta tattvavit. So either through saying that I am not the doer, I am the sakshi atman, or by offering everything to Brahman, that Brahman who is all pervasive. By either of these two ways, we can do asakta karma. If we do asakta karma, then we become away from karma. We are disassociated from karma. When we are disassociated from karma, we have no attachment or no relation to karma or karma phala. That means we go beyond karma, which is what is called as naishkarmya avastha. We don't have any karma because we are no longer attached to the karma. If we are no longer attached to the karma, then all the faults that arise out of karma, all the faults that arise with karma phala, or all the ajnanam that is again and again caused, ajnanam and kamam caused by doing action, the cycle of kurvate karma bhogaya karma kartum cha bunjate. Person doing action to enjoy and enjoying to do more action, that cycle will not be there because we are no longer attached to karma. So that is the goal. So the goal is, if a person is unattached to the action, then he will be taken to the state of naishkarmyam, wherein karma doesn't taint him. If karma doesn't taint him, there is only one state which can be achieved, or which is the state where karma doesn't taint a person, and that is the state of Brahman. So that is the state of Brahman. So there is only two entities here, Brahman and karma. It's the same as chit and jadam. So if we are in karma, we cannot be Brahman. If we are Brahman, then we cannot do karma. We will not be tainted by karma. Though we may not be tainted by karma, but still, due to our ajnanam, we may see the world as a dual place. We may see duality in the world, but we will not be affected by the duality. Even as a person who knows that there is no water in desert, will never ever be affected by the water. Though he may see it, he may or he may not see it, but still he'll not be affected by it because he knows that there is no water at all. So that is what is to be achieved here. So karyam karma, like niyatam kuru karmatvam, same place. So karyam karma is interpreted by Shankara as nitya naimittika karma, but it doesn't exactly mean that whatever we are supposed to do, we have to do. There is no limit or like condition like that. So if we don't do karma, we will accrue sins. Only if we are attached to the karma, the moment we have the attitude of we are an asakta, then karma will not affect us at all. So if karma doesn't affect us at all, then it doesn't matter what karma we do. So depending on our nature, depending on our temperament, depending on the way we live, our livelihood, depending on the way our livelihood is set, we'll have to do actions. It doesn't matter what actions we do, but asaktaha, we have to do it without getting attached. So it's the same concept as niyatam kuru karmatvam and ayajnyartha karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. So these are like three statements or three shlokas till now, where Krishna has pointed out the same concept, the concept of yajna. So yajna, maybe like yajna also like is the same, like we can do yajna as a sakshi bhavam or as an offering. So if we consider yajna as offering, then here asaktaha we can say yes, this is sakshi bhavam. So either of those it is fine. Like pravritti, so pravritti margam or nivritti margam, it doesn't matter, as long as we remember that there is only one Brahman and we either offer to that Brahman who is pervading everything, or through the jnana margam we know that Brahman alone is real and I am that sakshi Brahman, therefore we are unaffected by it. So it doesn't matter which we follow, but the goal is to be unattached to karma, attain the state of naishkarmim. Yeah, we'll continue in the next day, where Krishna starts tries to justify that, or tries to give reasons as to there have been people who have done karma and then realized, like doing karma they have realized, unlike majority of people like Shankara and others who have renounced all actions and they have realized. So all actions here means like sannyasis also have actions, so here it means that worldly actions, actions that are supposed to be done by people. So there have been people who have realized by doing their normal activities. I'm sure.